It had been days since Adam had eaten a decent meal. Soon the water would be shut off. Who would have thought it would take this long to get another job? He had walked up and down the streets, applying at every small shop and fast food place he saw. He had applied at hundreds of places every week, but so far the results had been meager. Any muscle definition he had acquired during years of training to make up for his short stature had deteriorated, and now he was slim once again, giving him the appearance of a man much younger than someone in his late 20s. Living like this was emasculating, but he could see no way out other than to keep trying to get hired somewhere. Anywhere. Even living like this was better than going back home to his parents to try and make up for past transgressions. Adam felt his right jeans pocket begin to vibrate. His phone. He excitedly fished it out of his pants. The screen just said, "Unknown caller." He answered, "Adam Jansen?" "Yes, hello, Mr. Jansen. I'm calling to inquire about your application to the position of secretary at Bulwark Industries. Are you still interested in interviewing for the position?" Adam didn't have to consider that question for very long.
"Absolutely. When and where?"
"Excellent. I'll send the details to the email you specified in your application." Nothing more was said, and the mystery caller hung up after finishing what he was saying. The name of the company didn't ring a bell, so Adam searched for it on his phone. He couldn't find out much about it, but it was very possible he actually had applied. He had sent his resume to every company under the sun, after all. His phone dinged, signaling he had received an email. It contained a date and address, and it took Adam a few seconds to process that he was scheduled for an interview that same day. He did, however, note the email said females only, which was strange. He decided not to call back and ask. Better to go there and interview before they could correct their mistake and possibly tell him not to bother showing up.